Today's episode of News AF is sponsored by TrueCar. You know, there's something about TrueCar a lot of people might not know. If you use TrueCar, they can also help you buy a used car as well. In fact, there's over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles that are just sitting there available from TrueCar certified dealers nationwide waiting for you. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used car, you can get better upfront pricing information that empowers discounts off the list price for used cars and a better buying experience through the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. With TrueCar, you'll get to see what other people paid for the car that you want, so you know what a fair price is, and you can feel confident. And with TrueCar, you can connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing, so you can enjoy a quick and easy car buying experience. With TrueCar, you'll easily find that new or used car that you want. So when you're ready to buy that new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey, everybody, I'm Rob Cesternino, and we are back once again to talk about the week's most interesting news stories from the week of September 19, 2017, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
We are here to talk about the actual factual news once again here in the Group AF Live Facebook group to get into everything going on here with Bryson and Tyson once again. Tyson. Apostle, how are you?
I'm great. If we have a law firm, Danny and I together, we can name it Bryson and Tyson.
Who would be first?
I think Bryson and Tyson, because I would feel like I was more important, but I wouldn't want Danny to know that that's how I felt. So I'd put him in front of me.
Yeah, but people reading the sign wouldn't know that. So they would just assume I was the most powerful attorney in the building.
It's a tactical play for sure on my part. It's kind of a long con.
Playing the long con.
As Danny gets comfortable being the most powerful attorney in the building, he slowly degrades, you know, affairs, stuff like that. Like high power attorneys are wont to do.
And then Tyson slowly works his way behind me and reams me with a bunch of litigation or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I litigate his ass.
Delicious litigation.
Now, Danny, I noticed that you are wearing a New York Yankees hat, and I don't recall you wearing that ever before. Are you a Yankee bandwagon fan now as we approach
the
postseason?
Are they doing well?
Unfortunately.
Well, at RehabCon, let me just tell you how embarrassing I am when it comes to sports. At RehabCon, I wore a Giants hat. Remember?
A San Francisco Giants.
Yes.
Yeah. And people wanted to talk to me about the hat. And I would do my best to pretend like I knew what they were talking about. But someone broke through my shield of ambiguity. And they started asking detailed questions. And I made the mistake of saying, yeah, I mean, isn't baseball just starting? Mm-hmm. And I guess that baseball started months ago. So that should tell you everything you need to know about my knowledge of baseball. When it comes to athletic wear, my wife buys it and she buys everything I wear. And she buys it based on looks. So she thought this hat looked good and she bought it for me. It's that simple.
You look like Jay-Z now.
Sports. Cool.
Yeah, you do look like Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm probably not as cool as Jay-Z, but I like it.
Okay.
Did you know that Rob Cesternino, our friend, is a diehard Mets fan, and he
is miserable.
Is about to puke looking at your New York Yankees hat.
Should I turn it around?
Yes.
That make you feel better?
Yes, I'll be able to concentrate more.
Okay.
But I don't have to look at
it. Better not say New York on the back.
No, I checked before I turned it around.
Fine.
Is that better, Rob?
Fine. Yeah. Now you look like a young Derek Jeter.
Is that cool?
I guess so.
This is the best you're going to get because I'm not going to
a young womanizing Derek Jeter. That's what you are reminiscent of right now. Danny,
that sounds great.
So tell us about your trip to Alaska.
Let me tell you guys, I went to the interior of Alaska and I went to a place where there are no roads to get there. You have to take a 2-hour flight from Fairbanks or you have to take a barge ride to get to this tiny little village. And there was a sense, this like overriding feeling that you could die at any moment. It really felt dangerous. There were bears. There was weather. There was these huge rivers you could fall into and die. It was It was interesting.
Was it on the coast or on a river that you had?
It was on a river. It was on a river.
Okay.
So it was cool. I mean, I was out there to film animals with my drone. I was hired by a production company. So I actually had a real job for a short period of time.
Wow.
I don't think I'll get hired again because I did argue quite a bit with the client.
Okay.
Over what?
Creative
differences?
Creative differences about how we spent our time. Just stuff like that. And I could see the producer looking over at me during one heated argument. And I thought, I probably should shut my mouth right now.
What animal were you trying to capture with your drone?
Well, moose, yes. For one.
Not actually capture video of.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they have drones that could shoot nets yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, we're trying to capture moose without making them to run away. You know what I mean? That was the real hard part, is to capture a moose
in their natural state.
In their natural state without spooking them. And then grizzly bears, which we didn't actually, the day after I left, a grizzly bear came into camp and threatened the film crew, and they had to retreat to the boat and leave their camp.
Wow.
I had left. So yeah, it was cool. Definitely, like I said, definitely a wild place.
You left early to come get here in time.
Yeah, and I left because I got all the shots I could get with my drone.
Mm-hmm.
So they stayed there with their point and shoots. But for the drone, it was like you really couldn't do anything else.
Danny, did you have to sleep in a van with a bunch of guys again?
No, but I did sleep. So I had a day in Fairbanks before my flight. I did rent a car and then sleep in a rest stop outside of Denali National Park so I could go to it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It did feel a bit, I felt like I was peak homelessness. Like here I am sleeping in a car, a Ford Compact, not a comfortable car,
mm-hmm.
in a rest stop. Yeah. I thought maybe some of my life decisions.
Were you harassed?
No, but sleeping in a rest stop is always, it feels dicey. You don't know what's going on in that car next to you. The guy next to me had a whole setup. He had sheets around all his windows,
yeah.
And there was like this eerie light coming from his car.
This van's
like,
a rocking. Right. Did you feel alive, Danny?
I did. I felt alive because death was very close. And that's when you feel most alive.
Yeah. Living each moment as is if it's your last.
At any moment I could be killed, because everybody kept talking about Alaskans. They call people who move to Alaska the end of the roaders. So these are like, a lot of them are criminals or people
up.
With nowhere else to go. And those are the people I'm sharing the rest stop with.
Mm-hmm.
So felt dicey. Probably would still rather sleep there, though, than like in L.A., I'm guessing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
like right? The entire city of Los Angeles?
Yeah, like sleeping in a parking lot in L.A., that's probably more dangerous than this rest stop.
Sure. Sure.
Right.
We were going to rank cities.
Unless you're like in valet parking at a Beverly Hills hotel, then that's probably fine.
So you're saying if I ever have to sleep in my car, just to have the guy hide in the back while he valet parks and then sleep in
park
the
park someplace nice.
Keep a key and have him valet, keep a spare key, have him valet it, and then go down to the valet parking, find your car and get in there.
Okay. Now I've got a system if I ever have to sleep in my rental car.
Okay. All right. So we figured that out. Let's talk about some of our top news stories at this hour. And this is a good segue into this story about sleep. Now, Danny, it's possible that the reason why you did not sleep so well in that, what was that, a Ford Escort?
Yeah, it was like just a four-door sedan. I don't remember the name.
A Fusion?
Yeah, I think it was a Fusion. Let's go with Fusion.
Well, one of the reasons that maybe this was not a great night's sleep is that there is a new, some new word put out by Feng Shui consultant Amanda Gibby Peters. Tyson, are you familiar with her work?
Not as of yet.
Okay. Well, AGP, she recently told the website Mind Body Green, a favorite of my wife's that I always have to come in and dispute claims that she gets from that website, that a mirror in your bedroom could be seriously disrupting your sleep patterns and robbing you of restful sleep. The reason is that she says that mirrors increase the amount of overall energy in the room. So you go to sleep in a room with a big mirror in it. Guess what? energy bouncing off the mirror back and forth. That's going to disrupt your sleep. So you had that rear view mirror right in front of you, Danny. That's probably part of the reason why you weren't sleeping so well.
Yeah, that and the fear of sexual assault and murder, not in that order.
Yeah,
necessarily.
It's a lethal combo.
Also had you had the side view mirrors too that were probably bouncing a little energy into the car.
So what I'm hearing here is if you have a bed and you have a huge mirror directly above your bed, you will probably never sleep because of the mirror.
Well, and that and all the sex you'll be having. People love those mirrors on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, a friend of mine when I was a kid had his house was like a house of mirrors. He had mirrors going all the way up the stairs against the wall.
Sleepless nights.
And yeah, that guy must be just insane having not slept for years and years and years, because I've never seen more mirrors.
Oh, he is.
Do you know who this is, Tyson?
No. Oh. But I know the science behind having so many mirrors. And if there's going to be that many mirrors in the house, you're not going to sleep. Science has dictated to us recently. It's science, right?
That is science.
Don't mess with science.
So what they recommend, according to AGP, is that you want to get like paper or a mural and you want to cover up all of the mirrors in your bedroom. That's going to block all of the energy from bouncing off of the mirror, and then you will be able to sleep soundly. So, Danny, if you actually would have gotten out of the car and laid down on the ground or in the dirt, you would have actually slept pretty well.
You got to get away from all the side view mirrors in the park and ride, though.
So, guys, this just gave me an idea for sloth terrarium.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how we saw those covers for suitcases? What if we sell covers for mirrors with our faces on them? So
it's like a mirror anyways.
Yeah,
but it's our face peacefully staring at them as they sleep.
Then you know what it looks like.
Yeah. And it's when we looked our best. So like when I was 28.
Okay. So these are sort of like confidence boosting tapestries that also
help you sleep
and then
better.
You look better too. You won't have like so many bags under your eyes like me. Right. Yeah. So this will be good.
Through the roof, everything. And then, oh my goodness. I can't believe that Sloth Terrarium just barely got a hold of this gem. Mm-hmm.
This is a great idea. I say we take it to the terrarium.
So self-esteem boosting tapestry. Because I had been wondering why I was so tired all the time. And I feel like, you know, I'm in my room. I have all these mirrors. Like I have like a sliding glass closet door mirrors in there. And so I was wondering why, you know, I'm in there getting, you know, a good 4 hours of sleep a night. And I'm waking up every day completely exhausted. I think that that's it.
Well, at Bryson and Tyson, we sell the finest mirror covers in the industry.
Yeah.
Choose from any of the three choices of Tyson, Danny, or Rob to stare at you while you slumber.
We're also Bryson and Tyson Bell Bondsmen and attorneys at law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bryson and Tyson also sounds like it could have been like an 80s crime solving duo on primetime TV.
Tyson's got the hat for it. He's got a 7-incher.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bryson, he's the serious one. Tyson, he's divorced and doesn't care about life.
Both are mavericks. Loose cannons.
Both are maverick loose cannons. Partnered with each other. That would be the spin, is that we're both loose cannons.
Yeah.
Instead of just one loose cannon and one straight arrow.
Bryson and Tyson, get in here. I got a report from you two. You two loose cannons screwed up another case. What the hell is going on out there?
There's only a tighter cannon I could partner you with. And then we're always feuding with the two tight cannon team that's like always reprimanding us.
So you're
always
on like
showing up at our cases.
This is like some sort of like double date where the two loose cannons get matched up with another pair of officers that are really tight asses.
No, yeah, they're tight, like
they're our nemesis is in the department.
They're always making you look bad.
Like, hey, who's the guy in charge of the office there?
Me.
Sheriff?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah.
Sheriff Rob. Hey, Sheriff
Captain.
Rob.
Captain.
Captain, check out what Bryson and Tyson just did. We were spying on them, and all they did was eat donuts all day long and then go play
donuts
some golf.
In their sweet Mustang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, no, those guys would be more like, Captain, Bryson and Tyson have been committing another yeah, violation exactly. of the penal code. They're really not doing things by the book again.
And then me and Bryson would look at each other at the same time and be like, penal code.
And then high five.
And then high five.
Dude, we'll give you guys some of that penal code.
You two are lucky that you're good cops. Otherwise, there'd be no place for you on this force.
Okay. Now, we have Sloth Terrarium, but we need another place where we can pitch these shows. Great TV ideas that we have.
You can pitch this show to Sloth Terrarium, too. There's definitely investors whose money I'm willing to take to make this show.
Well, of course. I'll need at least $1 million.
That's pretty good. You can make a show for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So be on the lookout for Bryson and Tyson coming next fall to
Mirror near you.
Yeah. The other thing about mirrors is that at nighttime, they're also terrifying. That I'm always yeah. afraid like some sort of like ghost boogeyman. Or the ring or the boogeyman is going to come out of the mirror. Yeah.
They tend to be a portal. Maybe it's you can't sleep because mirrors really are a portal yeah. to the yeah. other world.
Maybe it's the bye bye man.
Is that a real
mirror?
Thing?
Mirror, mirror on the wall. The bye-bye man is coming for Bryson and Tyson.
The two worst cops in the department. We're not the worst. We're just the coolest. Yeah. That's the tagline.
Yeah. They're not the worst cops. They're just the coolest. There's probably guys that are just not cool that are, you know, very bad cops.
Yeah.
So I'll be on the lookout for that. All right. Speaking of the police, that maybe Bryson and Tyson could solve this case because Colorado Springs, Colorado, they are on the hunt for a perp known as the Mad Pooper. Now, I don't know if I can do justice to this story better than the folks at KKTV 11 were able to do. So I'd like to just play you the news report from KKTV 11 in regards to a woman who the Colorado Springs police have dubbed the Mad Pooper.
Well, this is new tonight. A family has had enough. They say a woman is defecating on their sidewalk near Briargate and Union in Colorado Springs. The family says they've caught her in the act twice now. They've begged her to stop, but now Springs police are getting involved. 11 News reporter Spencer Wilson joins us live in the studio. And Spencer, this is so gross. What is the family saying about how often this is happening?
Elisa, according to the Buddy family, about once a week, they're getting all too familiar with the paper towels she wipes with and the nasty surprises she leaves behind.
Guys, I just... Okay. Mad Pooper, on the loose... She's a jogger. She's going around with paper towels and she is leaving surprises all over Colorado Springs.
Mostly in front of the Buddy family's house.
Yes. And this one house in particular. She's like a dog. She has a spot. All right. Let's hear from the family that's most affected by this.
We call her the Mad Pooper Pine Creek.
Kathy Buddy and her family have had enough.
And it's not like it's private. People can see you. I mean, we're seeing her. So.
Pants around ankles in broad daylight, her kids saw it happen first.
They came screaming, you know, you're not going to believe this. They're like crying. It's like, what? And they're like, there's a lady taking a poop. And so I come outside. It's like, oh, dear goodness. And so I was like, are you serious? Are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids? And she's like, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. So she is sorry. Does that count for anything, Tyson?
I feel like this is you could get on the sex offenders registry fairly easily for taking a poop in front of somebody's kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's like visual assault with a stinky weapon. That's like nobody wants to see that. No, well, some people do. I'm sure there's a whole group.
Now, consider me sexist, but when you said a mad pooper was on the loose pooping all willy-nilly all over Colorado Springs, I assumed it was a man.
No, this is a woman.
I have such high regard for women that I would never assume that they would be guilty of something like this.
No, this is a woman.
It's a new age we live in, Tyson.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Okay, I'm going to say something that I'm not defending her, okay? But Tyson will acknowledge there are a lot of runners who just get the poops when they run, okay? Right?
Yeah, the bouncing and the jarring, you do have to poop.
In the morning, there is a poop thing. The fact that she does it in the same place, that's where she crosses the line. Like,
yeah.
Most runners will establish a routine and find a bathroom they can get to, you know, like a restaurant or a park or somewhere. And when I say park, I mean an outhouse. But this is definitely intentional if she's doing it at the same place.
Or up in the hills or something. Mm-hmm. Like, we had a friend who used to run with Danny and I who had some intestinal issues. And he knew that. And he used to hold his poop in until the end of the run. But then he would have a hard time running as he was holding more and more poop in. Mm-hmm. So then he started taking wet wipes. And we were up in the mountains. So, like, you dig a hole and bury it and everything's fine. But here in the urban jungle, I think that's definitely frowned upon.
Yeah, well, couple of issues here. And we do want to be sensitive to either people that have a case of the gastrointestinal distress. And there's a number of different medical issues that could cause some intestinal difficulty. So while we want to be sensitive to that, according to this news report, that there is a bathroom that is very close nearby to where this woman has been marking her territory that she easily could get to. It seems as though that she is a woman on a mission. Furthermore, that she travels with paper towels, according to the news report, which seems to imply some sort of premeditation on her part. And if that was the case, like any responsible dog owner, that if nature should call, an emergency should happen, she should be responsible at the very least for removing any evidence that she would leave behind. And she does not seem to be concerned with that.
She is definitely also an exhibitionist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exposing your beehole with poop coming out of it. Definitely against the law.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's against the law everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere in the country. Yes.
Here, well, Congress should get together. This sounds like it could be a bipartisan
issue. I think we need more things like this. Okay, now let me just give you the rest of this news report.
Kathy says if that was it, there wouldn't be a problem.
And so I thought for sure she's mortified. It was an accident. She'll go get a dog bag, come back, clean it up, you know, and never run here ever again. Not the case.
Kathy says the runner knows what she's doing and comes with napkins in her pockets.
There's a bathroom across the street right here. Our park has porta potties. There's a gas station right here.
She's even working on an embarrassing smear campaign.
Now, is an embarrassing smear campaign something that is likely to work here, Tyson?
Well, who's doing the smearing? That's what I want to know, because I don't know who's working on the embarrassing smear campaign, because maybe it's the pooper who's like smearing feces on this woman's house.
Writing,
no, it's a reverse smear campaign.
Posting this sign to get her to cut the, well, you know.
Quick, it's disgusting. Yes. I mean, bottom line
is the sign ends up saying that to the female jogger who keeps pooping on our property. So they're trying to do the public shaming like you like to do, Tyson.
You got to get a video of her.
Yeah, well, they have video of her in this news story.
Maybe they have video of her.
She wants the video.
She may want to get caught. This could be like a Wet Bandits type thing.
She wants to go to prison because she can't handle her husband and kids anymore.
Well, there's plenty of public pooping.
Every crap you take is public.
Yeah. But you are confined, Danny. Mm-hmm. Not that much jogging going on in the prison.
No, you can run in place
jogging
and then
place.
Crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even with the sign up, the woman is still running past it. Now, again, she seems to have a regular routine. You would think it would not be that difficult to track her down.
Yeah. Yeah. You think you could just do a really easy sting operation.
Right. Danny, if you could get that drone to get a net on it, I feel like that would help this issue.
The netting drone. I think that would actually be great.
Yeah,
or shoot tranquilizer darts.
No, just a netting drone, and then she like gets caught in her own net and then falls into her own feces. By Bryson and Tyson way.
Bryson and Tyson, vigilante justice. Then we just take the net off of her and we're like, see, that's why people don't want poop everywhere, because now you know.
Bryson and Tyson.
I learned my lesson. And I'll recommend all of future clients to you.
Yeah. You guys didn't follow the book on this one.
Oh, yeah. She does become the secretary, the mad pooper.
Mad pooper. That's the first episode. That's how we meet the secretary, because we're just a budding firm. And then we meet her.
Yeah.
And then she becomes a character.
Okay. If anybody has any leads on the Mad Pooper, you can get in touch with the Falcon Division of the Colorado Springs Police Department at 719-444-7240. That's 719-444-7240 if you have any leads on the Mad Pooper. Another big story that was sent to us by many of our listeners, firefighters and paramedics needed to be called to the rescue of a man in Worms, Germany, who had an unfortunate incident while at a local gym. The man ended up getting a 2.5 kilogram barbell stuck on a certain genital appendage, Tyson.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Is this okay at the gym?
Well,
like, I feel like maybe in your private gym at home, you're like, sure, experiment. But here, it's like the mad pooper's pooping in front of people's families with her exposing her beehole with poop coming out of it. And now we got this guy who's just like dropping trow in the middle of the gym.
Well, now here's the world coming. So there's a lot of questions here about this. Now, first off,
questions.
Okay. Now the 5.5 or the 2.5 kilogram weight, it's roughly about a 5 pound plate.
Pounds. Yeah.
And that is not a large opening. I will.
Was he doing a Kegel type exercise?
Well, that's the thing. We don't know necessarily if that he was practicing some sort of
strengthening his member.
Right. Was this a resistance training exercise that he was doing, or was he a total sexual deviant and saw a,
or did he lose a bet?
Right. Said, okay, I need to have sex with this plate. What was the issue here?
I think he was just trying to get his members super swole using that 5 pound weight and doing like wiener flexes. 3 reps. Wait, 10 reps. Wait, what is, how's it go? 10 reps.
Three sets of 10.
So that's what he tries to hit.
Well, there's a couple things here. Now, one, is it some sort of like a flexing where you want to raise the plate? Is that the exercise?
If he's raising a 5 pound plate with his wang.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's impressive.
Seems pretty impressive.
That's
or
impressive.
Maybe he's just dangling to add some length.
That's the thing. That's the question. Stretching those the two things. So those are two very different things. One, Danny, is it possible that he became so super swole that was the issue? Did he get too strong?
Sounds like that's the case. And what I wonder is this going to become a new department in the gym, like kind of a closed off section with all the mirrors covered where you can go in and do wanger size?
I mean, this was an unfortunate incident.
And this is Rob, and this is Danny, and we're here on the Sloth Terrarium today to introduce you to Wanger Size. Rob's been doing Wanger Size for 5 years, and as you can see, he's got the wanginest wang of us three. Now, Danny will.
Now, and the best part is that it's a Wanger Size gym. So it's like a miniature gym with miniature, because it's got a shape.
It's like Bowflex.
Yeah, it's got
miniature.
Super miniature. And you just get in there and you put your wang in the wanger gym and you wanger size. And we guarantee within 3 months, you may see results.
Gone are the days when you had to put your wang into dirty plates at the gym, which are covered in bacteria and are way too small. And you won't have to deal anymore with the embarrassing situation of having to have the paramedics called to remove a 5 pound weight plate from your wang. These are going to be weights that are designed specifically and ergonomically to help you get your member more swole.
Pills off the internet. No.
Yeah.
Secret Chinese powders. No.
Yeah.
Wangers. Yes.
If that's what he was doing. I mean,
yeah. He's on to something.
We don't know.
Yeah. Tyson, is it possible that maybe this was some sort of a squat he was doing?
Well, of course.
No. Well, I mean, maybe, but I think I honestly, I can't imagine what he was doing.
Only the police know.
Yeah.
Only a bet or a losing a bet would make sense in this
case. If only Bryson and Tyson had jurisdiction over this case, we could just get in there and just bust things up and break.
Yeah. Danny,
we'd probably. Yeah.
Danny's able to practice in Germany. He definitely has the licensing, but not me. I'm too freestyle willy-nilly. I don't have time to get
too much of a maverick for licensing.
I'm too much of a maverick to get my licensing.
Right. So the paramedics had to come in, and it took 3 hours of a number of different power tools to be able to crack the weight in half.
And the vibration of all those power tools only furthered the swole. That's the problem. They needed to come in with some really like a bucket of cold water or a cold spoon.
Yeah. Okay. Then on top of that, they were able to, with the help of a hydraulic rescue tool, was what the firefighters ended up using. The firefighters ended up sharing
the jaws of life.
Yeah, they ended up sharing this cracked weight on their Facebook page, and there was the German translation of the caption, which says, "Please do not imitate such action."
All they should have done was brought in his mom to berate him, and I guarantee you that weight would have come loose.
Yeah,
but using like all the lubricants and vibration to try and loosen it up. No, they enjoyed every minute of that.
That was problematic. That was problematic. Yes. No word on whether or not the man is banned for life from this gym.
Well, he can go to our new gym.
He can come to
Wanger size. The Wanger gym.
Yeah. I think that our gym should be based around resistance bands and not heavy plates.
It's a mixture of all those things. Resistance bands are great, but...
Yeah, and maybe a little calisthenics too, where it's using your own body weight.
Body weight exercises.
Well, you know, like the Greeks, they exercise naked, and I can only imagine that they were kind of getting a pretty good winger size if you just did all your exercising naked.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty normal and
can't
accepted.
Hurt. All right. Well, one other note, Project Runway is back on Lifetime, and we are in a partnership at Podcast One with this fine network to tell you about Project Runway going on. The new season is going on. It's season 16 of Project Runway, which you can watch at MyLifetime.com or in the Lifetime app. Danny, you watch Project Runway?
I think I've seen almost every season.
Almost? Wow.
Yep. My wife is a big seamstress and she loves that show. And I really like Tom Gunn. Seems like a really nice guy.
Yes. And Heidi Klum, the dynamic duo, they are back with all sorts of celebrity guest judges as well. So if you want to check that out, Tyson, you ever watch Project Runway?
Yes.
Yes. I've actually never seen it.
You should tune in. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Okay. You can catch up on the current season all at MyLifetime.com or in the Lifetime app. Let's discuss another serious danger that's out there that is somewhat related to wanger size. We've talked for a long time about the coming big boon of the sex robot doll industry. But
Danny's counting down the days.
Well, slow down, Danny. Slow down, because before you go out and purchase that new robotic girlfriend, a new risk has come to light this week as cybersecurity lecturer Dr. Nick Patterson has theorized that hacking into a sex robot could be easier than hacking into your phone, Danny. So I'm not sure, why the sex robots need to be Wi-Fi enabled, but...
Well, because you want to double your income. So you've got the robot that's having relations with the human, but you also have the robot sending out a video that people are paying for.
Oh, so wait, hold on. You're setting up like a workstation in your house for the robot to be some sort of like model on a webcam?
You want to be able to monetize what you do with the robot, right? To help pay for the robot. This will be one of the ways you can pay is to also sign up for a service that allows the company that sold you the robot at a discount to broadcast through the eyes of the robot the video that it shoots.
Oh, wait, the robot is broadcasting?
Yes, the robit is broadcasting through it, you know, what it sees through its
eyes. I thought you were setting up a webcam in your house and then the robot was just on it.
No, this is why the robot is connected to the internet because you got a sweet deal on your new robot. But in order to get that deal, you had to sign away the rights of the eyeball cams that the robot has.
Well, listen to this, that this cybersecurity analyst says that a hacker could tap into the robot or a robotic device and have full control of the connections, the arms, the legs, and attached tools, like in some cases, knives or welding devices. Now, hold on. Hold on. Who is outfitting their sex robot with attached knives and welding devices?
Angelina Jolie.
With the exception of...
She would have a robot with knives. I mean, she carried around a vial of blood with Billy Bob Thornton's blood in it. And I think that her and her ilk would probably like to have a robot with knives.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing is I think there's people out there who would say, Rob, who are the people who aren't attaching knives and welders to their sex robots?
Well, I guess your sex robot is sort of doubling also for like a general house robot. And if you think about it, it sort of makes sense that you wouldn't, you know, in the house of the future in 10 years, you're not going to have 20 robots of like, oh, this is my lawn mowing robot. This is my cooking robot. This is my sex robot. This is my laundry robot. You know, you'll have just one robot. So I guess it makes some sense.
This is my undersea welding robot.
Yeah.
You know?
So you need something done around the house. I guess the robot could take its arm off, attach welding device, and then, but I think that would be the tip off that your robot has been hacked if you are in the bedroom and then she or he comes in with attached welding device.
The welding thing sounds especially terrifying. Like, I can't imagine Tyson probably having relations with his robot and enjoying the fact that the robot in the middle of it all cracks open a finger, starts shooting out a hot blue flame.
Yeah, and welds my butt crack shut.
Because that's how it works. The thing I thought of, and this is the image that came into my head right when I heard this story, I pictured a cigar trimmer.
Yeah, oh no.
That's exactly what I pictured. I thought, okay, I could see that. I don't know why they have like guillotines down there, but that's kind of what I imagined. Mm-hmm. Like just.
But why would a hacker necessarily do that? It seems to me that based on the, you know, the stories that we see in the news from these hackers, it's almost like that the robot might entice you to say like, talk dirty to me. Tell me your most embarrassing story. Tell me something about yourself. And then it's just like recording. And then the next day they're saying like, give me 38 million Bitcoin or I'm going to post this on your Facebook page.
Tell me your mom's maiden name. What's the name of your first pet? You are so sexy.
Yeah.
Give me the last four of your social. Number?
You are swole. So swole. You are so big. Have you been working out the wingers? Have you been winger sizing?
Here's the other thing is they say it's easier to hack than a cell phone. I don't know how easy it is to hack a cell phone, and I've never had my cell phone hacked to my knowledge, and I've never known anybody who's had their cell phone hacked.
It may be that hacking your cell phone is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be a litany of things that are easier to do than hacking a cell phone.
I'm sure there are.
Right.
Plus, if you're a hacker,
all the things I'm doing in my life are easier than hacking a cell phone because I don't know how to hack a cell phone.
Plus, if you're a hacker and you're like, okay, you wake up in the morning, you probably like are trying to think about things you could hack for entertainment because you're bored. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I could hack the bank or I could hack some credit company or I could hack a sex robot. Like, which of those three sounds
like murder a guy?
Right.
Not even murder a guy. Just mess with him. Maybe like destroy his self-esteem.
So,
you know, like, wow, you are so small.
So is it time?
Adjust egg portal now. Shrink egg portal now.
Do we need to have two-step verification come to the sex robot industry? And if so,
fingerprint of the dong.
Well, yeah, yes, I think that you may need some Wang identification, like the new iPhone X. You just hold it up to your face, and then it recognizes you. Will the sex robot have some sort of similar verification where you need to show a specific body part to be able to get it to access the neural network?
I think it's going to need that for sure. But you're also going to need some backdoor protection.
For who?
Everyone involved. There's so many jokes, so much low-hanging fruit on this story.
The back door is very vulnerable.
Yeah, unless you've had your back door welded shut.
Yes.
Or it's been attacked by a virus.
Yes. Should people preemptively have their back door welded shut? And should that be a potential punishment that's on the table for the mad pooper, Tyson?
Yeah, I think all of the above, yes. I actually have my appointment scheduled for next week to get welded shut, and then the mad pooper should definitely.
If you're gonna get a virus, it's gonna be through your back door.
Yes, remember. Okay, and again, Dr. Nick Patterson says the last thing you want is for a hacker to have control over one of these robots. Once they are hacked, they absolutely could be used to perform physical actions for an advantageous scenario or to cause damage.
By the way, both those things could be arousing to the right individual.
Right. Right.
So not necessarily a disadvantage.
Okay. We had talked about coming up with the right before the eclipse had happened, that there was a lot of talk about how after the solar eclipse was going to happen, that on the horizon, the planet Nibiru, aka Planet X, was going to be visible to the naked eye for the first time. Right. Now, Tyson or Danny, did you guys catch a glimpse of Nibiru at either of your eclipse viewing parties?
I looked. There were definitely some stars in the sky as the eclipse came into totality, but I did not recognize Nibiru.
Yeah. No Nibiru sighting.
Well, to this point, NASA has not been able to identify Nibiru or Planet X on any of their sensors or anything, but that is not.
Yeah, but are they really the experts of planets and space?
It's a fair point. That is not discouraging. Christian numerologist David Mead, who first made this prophecy that we are still on track for the end of the world this Saturday, September 23rd.
Oh my goodness. God. I've got so many things coming up.
Be nice. I gotta get
push them off to the 24th, Danny. Yeah.
I'm not gonna pay my American Express bill until
don't
after do it. The
yeah,
time
don't heard. Don't pay any bills early. I think we should all wait to see how this plays out.
A huge loan.
Yeah.
Like just massive.
Yeah, payable next week.
Live it up. Yeah.
How big of a loan do you think you could qualify for?
Like $5,000.
$5,000.
Maybe. I actually checked my credit score recently and I didn't really have one.
Yeah.
It was like that's a bad thing. I'm like, wow, that's what happens when you pay for everything with cash.
Whoa. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was not a good sign. I was kind of embarrassed. The guy at the car dealership was going to check, and I'm glad I went home and checked first so I didn't have to share my embarrassment with him.
Yeah, but that's not as embarrassing as, boy, you really screwed up.
Yeah, that's true. It just basically said, you have no credit. We have no history of any credit with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Somehow you're still alive, but we don't have record. Yeah.
I don't even know how I could get a loan. $5,000. I'm just going to get the biggest loan I can, because if Nibiru is headed my way, now's the time to start to work on my credit.
Okay. Well, David Mead still says that we are on track, and he points to, even though there's no sign of Nibiru, he says that the recent very intense hurricanes that we have had are evidence that the end is nigh.
How many chances do you get as a Christian numerologist? Three?
A bunch.
No, I think you keep going. He's actually predicted a lot of incorrect times.
Oh, so he's got a big
How
record.
Are people still writing stories about this?
Yeah.
It is.
Well, the thing is, you only need to be right once.
Yeah. You do only need to be right once, but you'd think after you were wrong 10 times in a row, they'd stop writing news stories about you.
Okay.
No?
Well, you remember a couple of years ago, that guy who put up all the big billboards about the end of the world? He only got three chances, and by the third chance, he didn't have anybody listening. I'm surprised that this guy's still getting attention.
Well, he calls himself a numerologist.
Yeah, that does sound scientific.
All right. Well, if he's not right about this one, I think that we are going to really start to question his credibility.
Yeah, that's the point where I'm going to start questioning whether or not this guy knows what he's talking about.
Right. This is a response to this. This is, as usual with any astrology or Christian adaptation of it, one cherry picks the stars that fit their desired conclusion. There's nothing to suggest that the 23rd of September is a momentous date for a biblical prophecy, and Christians need to be careful about being drawn into such sensationalist claims. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Christians need
to be aware of a lot, being drawn into a lot.
Yes. Yes, be careful. So be careful out there on the 23rd, everybody. Yeah, watch out for Planet Nibiru. Another story that came out of the aftermath of Hurricane Irma was that there were two men arrested after they were trying to steal a lamppost, which had been knocked down by the hurricane. And the way that they did it was they strapped a giant lamppost on top of an SUV and attempted to drive with it. They did not get far before the police pulled them over and arrested the two shirtless men.
Shirtless. Mm. I like that. I like how that made its way into the story.
Well, it made its way into the picture. There was the police ended up tweeting. This is from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. They posted an Instagram photo of the two shirtless guys with the lamppost.
So this is how the scenario went down. Hi, I'm Officer Tyson, and I'm Officer Bryson, and we actually pulled you over because you're shirtless. Yeah. No, we have to have a better reason than just wanting to see because they're shirtless.
Shirtless is probable cause. If you're not wearing a shirt,
you're profiling shirtless people?
Not in Florida.
Okay, maybe. But seriously, shirtless, now I'm beginning to wonder. And if you're walking down the street shirtless, now I'm probably going to arrest you.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, these guys were driving an SUV. Now, the interesting part of this story is that the story claims that this lamppost has a street value of $2,500. That seems, did they pay retail for that, Danny?
I think the only way is to get Bitcoin.
Yeah.
To make that transaction work.
Yeah, and get on the dark web.
Plus, you're obviously selling this for scrap. Like, there was a story a while ago about people who were stealing manhole covers and selling them, and they were actually worth quite a bit of value. But you have to go to a scrap metal place, and that's where you flip it. And so, I mean, I can't really see a guy being like, oh, yeah, we'll take all these street lamps that you brought us, because I'm sure you got these. You're not wearing shirts.
And it's strapped to your Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, you seem like respectable gentlemen. I'm sure that these just came into your possession through legal means.
Right. The guys say that they were moving the lamppost out of the way. It was blocking the street.
That's a good story.
Why they needed to put it on their car and where they were taking it, that was never revealed in the story.
They were taking it to the police to hand it over.
Also, that one of the people that was arrested, I think he has he's on record of having like 70 pawn shop transactions in the last year.
Oh, yeah. Pawn shops. That's the bank for criminals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what could you get for a lamppost at the pawn shop?
Yeah.
Right. Cool BMX bike, an old woman's watch,
some new vape flavors.
Yeah.
Because they're probably a smoke shop, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not actually a pawn shop. He has 72 scrap metal related transactions since January. So he's looking for metal.
The people who should be charged are the
scrap metal. He's a hustler.
This is why
he's
not a hustler.
He's saving the planet in these times of climate change and tons of hurricanes.
He's recycling.
He's recycling.
Okay.
Recycle, reuse.
Right. I guess this is a victimless crime for the most part, right?
Except for those people who are walking the streets at night and getting robbed.
Yeah, the taxpayer.
With his shirt off. And also he's stealing from the city, which is then the taxpayers.
Right. Yeah. But then the scrap metal place sells the lamppost back to the city.
Yeah. So, I mean, the only people getting robbed are the taxpayers.
The taxpayers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But then they're getting all that FEMA money probably. So, it's just, it keeps
the circle of life,
keeps us the circle of a hurricane life going around and around. Nobody should be taking lampposts, just for the record.
No, we need those.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, we do not condone the stealing of lampposts.
No, Tyson and Bryson will bring down some harsh street justice on you if we find you taking a street lamppost. I mean, not me personally.
The mad pooper.
Yeah, or the mad pooper.
Bryson and Tyson, we got a call. Somebody's got a lamppost.
Sick.
Do they have their shirts off?
Thank goodness the mad pooper doesn't remove all her clothes to poop like George.
Yeah.
On Seinfeld, because that would be even more disturbing. Like a completely naked person.
Be tougher pooping to get away.
Has like a real animal kind of vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like something you'd see in like a caveman movie.
Exactly. Whereas if you got shirt and shoes on, you're still something of a human, even if you are pooping in public.
Right. I think that they might consider her more of like somebody that has a mental issue if she was like some sort of like a pooping streaker or maybe some sort of like a person with a crystal meth issue.
Hey, I realized how to solve the mad pooper problem.
DNA testing?
Well, I mean, no. You know, have you ever seen those public toilets in Europe where they have one-way glass?
Mm-hmm.
So you can poop in this cubicle that has one-way glass and you feel like everybody's watching you and you can watch them. So maybe they should put one of those toilets, you know, a honey bucket with one-way glass. And then
she doesn't use toilets though.
No, but maybe it's all about being seen. So it kind of creates the illusion. I'm just trying to find a compromise.
Yeah, we don't know what the attraction to her pooping in public is. Is it the risk? Is it the nature of it all? Is it being able to squat and go on the ground? We don't know but if it is.
Could be revenge. She could hate all the people in the town also.
Okay, here's the first step to solving this problem. Leave a survey that she can fill out while she poos, and then kind of get to the root of the problem with that survey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Danny, I think you need to come in with the drone. I think that that's really how we end up solving this case.
I want to be part of the Falcon department because that sounds way cool. So if the Falcon department wants to hire a drone guy, I am available.
Let me call them. We have their number.
Yeah.
Falcon department. Caller.
Falcon division even sounds better. Falcon
division.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I wish I was part of the Falcon division. That's pretty cool.
You could be with one call. Hi, I'm Bryson, half of Bryson and Tyson, attorneys at law, and also we're also cops.
Yeah. Private investigators.
No, that's an interesting question, though. For the local police law enforcement agencies, do they have people that they then are already police officers that they train to use a drone? Or do they bring in like a trained drone pilot off the street and they have like freelancers working for the police department?
So I think if you live in, I can't remember which city, it might be Philadelphia or Boston, they have permanent drone patrol in the sky, right? Like it flies all the time. All the time. But it's a little test program they're doing out there, constant surveillance. But most people, like in a search and rescue
constant
department.
Constant surveillance of women getting changed in their apartments.
Yeah, like it sounds like they could use this in Colorado Springs. But a lot of departments in like search and rescue operations or, you know, like sheriff departments, they have drones to like help find people
who
are lost in the wilderness. So they have somebody probably somewhere in the department.
But is that person a police officer or is that person working with the police?
It sounds like they work with the police. I mean, look, I'm offering.
Because the guy who works with the canine, that's a police officer that then gets trained to go and work with the dog. They don't bring in like a dog trainer.
Yeah, but have you ever seen Rambo First Blood?
No.
So Rambo First Blood, they hire a guy who has tracking hounds to track down Rambo.
Oh, that's right.
He's not a police officer per se, but he has worked with the police. And when they need dogs, they go to him. So I think that Danny could be one of those guys where they're like, let's get Danny the drone guy to hunt down Rambo First Blood 4.
Yeah, I'd love that. To get a call on my burner phone like, hey, you need to come in. This is the Falcon division.
Come on,
I'll be there.
Bryson, we need you. Bring Tyson.
Throw this phone in the river.
Yeah. I would need Tyson because sometimes to fly some of those bigger drones, you need two people.
Right.
So I'm going to need Tyson with me at all times.
You'd be like, hey.
The camera guy or the pilot?
You could be the camera guy. I'll be the pilot.
Then Tyson, I just drank all this Mountain Dew. I need you to watch me. Watch the drone, not watch me go to the bathroom.
I'm a loose cannon with my drinking problem of Mountain Dew.
Bryson, if you're going to be anything on this force, you got to cut back on the drinking. All that soda. It's no good.
And then we can have an intervention for him sometime at some point where it's all his friends and family.
Maybe the pooper needs an intervention.
Yeah, all our friends need to stop her. All right, I've got one other story about a mystery going on in Cuba. As this is a story that was reported by ABC27.com about U.S. diplomats in Cuba have been experiencing some health attacks, and there is reason to believe that a sonic weapon is being used on both some U.S. and Canadians that are in Cuba as they stay in hotel rooms. Danny, do you have any insight into this?
Couple things. First of all, people in Cuba drive cars from the 1950s because no technology has been developed in that country for over, 70 years?
Yes.
So all of a sudden, they have this almost new undetectable technology that somewhere in Cuba they've developed. Also, I'm imagining that being a different country with a different diet, a lot of these diplomats perhaps aren't used to the local fares and food. And that a lot of this physical problems, come from just a different environment. I find it really hard to believe that the Cubans have developed a secret technology when their country has had an embargo for 70 years and everybody uses stuff from 70 years ago.
It sounds like the Cuba has you right where they want you, Danny.
Yeah, really? Where's that? At my house? Safely tucked away? Yeah.
No, you're so disbelieving that they could have this technology, which they've been striving to portray for the last 60 years, that they cannot be a technologically advanced country.
That's what they're working on.
They're sonic booming these diplomats so that they start losing their memory and their hearing and their eyesight and getting explosive diarrhea.
Is that what's going on with the mad pooper? Has she been hit with the sonic ray?
Has she been to Cuba recently?
We don't know anything about her.
She's got all the signs.
Yeah. So here's what people are saying they are experiencing. People say that they are feeling vibrations and hearing sounds like a loud ringing or a high pitch chirping, similar to crickets or cicadas. Others have heard a grinding noise. People have woken up and then they try to turn off an alarm clock only to discover that the ringing stopped when they moved away from their bed.
Are they staying at love hotels, which have reopened in Cuba?
Could be a haunted hotel.
You think it's ghosts?
Yeah. Other people are saying that they are having nosebleeds. Other people are having issues with their hearing.
Okay. Nosebleeds, that's just picking your nose too much.
In a dry climate.
The ringing in your ears, you got your iPod or iPhone turned up way too loud when you're listening to music.
Okay.
I mean, what's the point of this? This sounds like something you'd want a sex robot to do, like open its mouth, like Invasion of the Body Snatchers or whatever, and make a crazy sound that
Are you saying that the Cuban sex robots have been hacked already?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is this taking place at the love hotels where you can rent rooms by the hour?
I don't think that a lot of the diplomats are staying there.
Well,
not even for an hour at a time.
I'm not sure. People are sleeping there, though.
Plus, didn't we just open up new relationships with Cuba?
No, I think we stopped them now.
Oh, and they're angry. So they're like, we're going to make diplomats get headaches and poop because we're so mad.
Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, it doesn't seem like, what's the point, you know?
Until you can get one of these sonic ray guns on the drone and then flying over the mad pooper where you could just sort of like stop her in her tracks.
Yeah.
That would be as close as you get to a net coming out of the drone. I think then you're onto something, Danny.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to develop a technology and you're going to put a ton of money into it and all it's going to do is give people headaches and all they have to do is move a couple feet to get out of it, wouldn't it be better to spend all your money on creating incredibly small devices that can eavesdrop on diplomats who are having sensitive conversations? Like, that seems like a better use of your time.
I don't know what's better, Tyson, to eavesdrop on people or to give them nosebleeds.
All right, you just
and vibrate
that
them. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
it's pretty funny.
Really, if the paramedics back in Germany would have had this tool, they could have been able to get that guy's wang out of the barbell plate. They probably would have got him out in 2 hours.
Yeah, by giving him nosebleeds, and that would have lubed up the weight.
Right, the blood flow would have then left the genital area.
Just, it's a weird use of, I don't know, cloak and dagger type technology.
Well, maybe this is the prototype. Yeah.
The prototype. So what do you think the main one's going to do?
Mm.
Give you an erection for 4 hours or longer?
Over 4 hours.
Over 4 hours.
Oh, no. Give you one over 4 hours, and then everybody's going to go to the doctor, which is then going to cause a run on the hospitals, which
but
is
leave all
to
the sensitive information available. Then you can come in through the back door and get
and
all of
their sex robot.
Yeah, or just their computers.
Yeah.
Or hack their sex robot.
Yeah. One way or the other, or hack their ray guns even. Okay.
Ooh.
Danny, you got any stories for the Baltol?
I do. Are you going to play a song first? Because you always interrupt me with the song.
Of course we're playing the song.
Yeah. Are you waiting for me to start so you can interrupt me with the song?
No, it's just that I put in the order and then it's a little bit like a kitchen and then it comes up when it comes up.
Yeah. So okay, like guys. Maybe you didn't have a story and then he'd be a fool to start the song.
Right. I don't want to put you on the spot and then play the song and then you say, well, I got nothing.
You don't want to prematurely play that.
Right.
It's a bad sign. I do have a story.
Okay.
Okay. It's kind of hard to think. It's like I kind of feel like I have a ray gun pointed at my head.
Like you're expecting something.
Yeah, I am expecting something, you know, but okay, here we go. In Indonesia, there is a...
Welcome to my boat hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Is that it? Okay. Guys, you know, if there's something we do on this podcast, it's we open people.
Welcome to my bolt hole.
We open people's eyes to different cultures, right? Especially in China and in places around the world.
Well, what about today, in Indonesia?
Yeah. How did you know that?
What?
Can you see my computer? Are you watching somehow?
I've read your mind.
Okay, so Tyson.
Yeah, before we cut you off with the song.
Yeah, Bryson and Tyson are tied in pretty tightly.
That's the tagline of the show.
And we can finish each other's
sandwiches.
Yep. Got it.
I love that joke. I can't remember what it's from. Okay, so in Indonesia, Tyson is correct. They have an event or a holiday where they dig up their old relatives and they dress them up and they just parade them around. So imagine, Tyson or Rob, you're dead and you've got your corpse and, you know, 10 years, 20 years down the road, your kids dig you back up, dress you up, and then just kind of sit you out. In one picture, it shows a guy lighting a cigarette in his dad's mouth or his dad's corpse's mouth. One guy's carrying what looks like his grandmother on his shoulder.
Why are people doing this, Danny?
It's like a festival or an event.
Like the Day of the Dead.
Yeah, but isn't it like a really bad idea to be handling human remains?
Yeah, well, it's an annual harvest ritual. So the best thing to do before you harvest all that food is handle corpses. Because then you transfer all that delicious corpse juice onto the corn or whatever it is you're taking. Look, don't be critical. This is their ritual, Rob. You may not understand it. You don't have to understand it. But whatever it does, it must be helping with their crops or else they wouldn't be doing it. The question is, how would you feel, Rob, to be dug up and dressed? And the thing is, they're going to see my wiener, my shriveled wiener. And the thing I'd want most of all is to point out that it always wasn't that small.
With the proper wanger size, Danny.
Exactly. But what I would want is a picture of my real life wang to be next to my corpse at all times.
Okay.
Just because I don't think that my shriveled
wang. Well, if you're going to go that route, why don't you just take a picture of an even bigger wang and be like, that was my wang?
Well, I could do that if I wanted to.
Right.
But
well, why do they need to take your underwear off?
Because they have to dress you.
I mean, can't they bury you in like some sort of like a Speedo that's going to stay on or something like that?
No,
like
it says that they dress them up.
But they have to take off your underwear?
I don't know.
Danny, listen to this.
Okay.
I mean, they're not perverted.
I know they're not
perverted. Next on Sloth Terrarium. underwear with a half-life of 85 trillion years for corpses.
It's made out of some kind of carbon.
Yeah, Kevlar.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like that. Tyson, let's do
Gone
that.
Gone are
let's
the days still... when you would dig up the corpses of your relatives and then have to deal with the embarrassment of their withered and disintegrated underwear. You don't have to deal with that anymore. I'm tired of that.
Yep, I like it. Let's get it going. It seems like the this Indonesian village might be the first place to pitch it to.
Mm-hmm.
They can pay
and
you.
And then maybe this ritual will catch on worldwide once people realize they don't have to see the shriveledness of their ancestors' nether regions.
How about this? Let's. I can one-up it. What about some sort of like full-body Spanx that you could bury people in? And then that would sort of like flesh colored, whole body Spanx. So to just keep everything where it's supposed to be. Yep. Right.
I like that. That's a great idea. I want to be buried in the Bryson and Tyson body Spanx.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With sorry, Tyson's Ron. Face on them.
With Tyson's face on it. All of our faces.
Right.
Our three faces.
No. Well, I think that we could go to the same people that they do the luggage and see if we could get some sort of like a shroud for some sort of a burial.
Okay.
This is, the interesting thing about this story is that people do weird things with other dead people. Remember that group that went fishing with their friend's ashes and caught like a massive fish?
Mm-hmm.
Or the guy in Puerto Rico who was embalmed next to his favorite poker table. Mm-hmm. So as strange as this may sound, it's not completely uncommon for people to do weird things with dead people. And the dead people don't care.
Yeah. I mean, it's the reason why Weekend at Bernie's is a beloved classic film.
Who knows?
Weekend at Bernie's.
When are they going to remake that with Emma Watson and Jonah Hill?
Yeah. Is that ripe for digging that up from the carcass of the movie graveyard and then bringing that back out?
Definitely.
Maybe it was Weekend at Bernie's that gave this village that idea.
Yeah, because Weekend at Bernie's, is celebrated, especially Weekend at Bernie's too, but when he comes back to life and dances.
Yeah, so I mean, that might have been the source of this Harvest Festival.
Yeah, is there any voodoo involved?
Weekend at Bernie's 2 years ago when it first came out in Indonesia, mm-hmm. and then decided to make
started
a whole
the
festival
craze.
About
so
okay, yeah,
all right.
Anyway, guys, lots of good ideas coming from this. But if you're interested, go to Indonesia and you can see a bunch of corpses being paraded around.
It's a great reason not to go to Indonesia, I think.
But if you're going to go,
I think I would go.
You'd go
I
check
wouldn't
it
mind
out.
Seeing this. I mean, you go to some churches in Europe and they have the bones of saints all laid out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, everybody's got their thing. This one just looks a little bit more disgusting because you're manhandling a corpse with mummified skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nearly as beloved as Bernie.
No, that's why I want I want to be turned to ashes and shot into space. Or as Tyson and I said, we're going to be trebucheted into orbit naked together.
Holding hands so that we're frozen solid.
No, that's where we use the word smush together. In orbit until our orbit decay sent us back to Earth like beautiful falling stars.
Wow. That is beautiful.
That is, right? That's the ultimate way.
If you're driving a space shuttle up there and all of a sudden two frozen naked men.
Holy Mary, Mother of God. What is that?
It's Bryson and Tyson. Those two were mavericks. Look at how big Bryson is. That's because I'm going to have a prosthetic.
Those were the finest officers in the space fleet.
And then the space station will just turn on its windshield wiper, brush us away, and we go right back into orbit.
They started the drone patrol. Right. Okay. Well done. I'm going to just put it out there. Well, what is the hashtag for this ridiculous podcast today? Tyson, do you have any reviews or is it going to nuke your internet?
I got a review. Okay. I started it up before I got on. Fun podcast, 5 stars.
That's good.
By DBackner61. Sit back, listen, and enjoy. That's it.
That's it.
Simple, sweet.
Thank you.
Just a short and sweet one because I know we're going a little overtime today. Okay. And I got to hit the links.
All right. Tyson is off to the golf course. Are you a good golfer, Tyson?
Nope.
No. Have you been golfing long? I feel like that you would take to it quickly.
Just this year.
Okay.
I haven't gotten a single hole in one yet.
Not yet. Oh, have you been improving?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
We'll find out today.
All right. Some hashtag submissions. John says Falcon Division is one. Okay. We're talking about self-esteem boosting mirrors. But I think we might have to go with hashtag Bryson and Tyson.
Okay. I was going to say Wanger size.
Wanger size. I don't think you want to be on the hashtag for Wanger size.
I think that we've just given birth to the idea of Wanger size.
By the way, I am
somebody
being...
somebody else shows up at Sloth Terrarium with Wanger size and it's not us, I'm going to be pretty peeved.
Mm-hmm. Yep. By the way, I am being harassed by online porn bots on Twitter right now, where what they are is they're all very similar. Like, they like go to like a tweet that is not recent, and then they say something like LOL and then like an emoji. It's always like some like random comment, and then I'm like trying to like decipher, like, wait, why did somebody say that? And then I realize, oh wait, no, that's a porn bot.
Mm. And then you follow them back?
No, yeah, I blocked them.
I still think it boosts my self-esteem a little bit to see those.
No. Yeah. Because I don't want to like accidentally like have like a Ted Cruz thing where then it's like they responded to like one of my tweets. And because I like a lot of stuff, and then I don't want it to be like, oh, Rob just liked the status of a porn troll bot on Twitter.
It's not even a real person. It's a porn bot.
Why? But it used to be like every once in a while, and I feel like I'm getting like three a day at this point.
Wow. You are under attack.
I'm under attack.
This might be Cuba.
I don't know. Maybe I accidentally liked one of them, and now that they're coming out in droves.
Now they're like, oh, prey. Easy prey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your interns. One of your interns liked them.
But I don't even like get the move of like, I don't know what the ultimate goal of these things are. If they're trying to like, if I like start talking to them
to their pornographic site.
Well, that's what it is. It's like they have like a link, like follow my links. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm not going to be hitting the links like Tyson. I'll tell you that right now.
Or maybe they want you to send a picture of your thing.
Yeah. Or is it a catfish scam? Is that what's going on here? I don't know.
Yep. Yes.
There's a lot of bogeys out there. All right.
Too many.
Great stuff. Thanks so much, everybody who checked out this podcast, and hope that you were informed today. Hope that we gave you some information that will help you out. Of course, be on the lookout for another News AF coming up a week from today, next Tuesday. And a big shout out to Scott St. Pierre, who edits this fine program every single week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
We did it.